Race for the 3rd Congressional District will be the top of the ticket for primary voters in parts of Center City, North and West Philadelphia. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the candidates and voters started early this morning to beat the heat when casting a ballot.
Ann Rock showed up a half hour before the polls opened in Mount Airy to make sure she was able to do what she called vote for change within her own party.
I feel completely powerless, lost, bereft. I feel the Democratic Party has left us behind, and I'm looking to change candidates like AOC, like Chris Rabb, you know, the progressive wing of the party. I think they're the future, if we have a future.
Her candidate, Chris Rabb, showed up about an hour later to cast his ballot.
I think it's great for democracy that people have a choice, a real choice. How competitive it is will be determined by, you know, what the results are.
Dr. Ayla Stanford voted, saying she's ready to serve the people of the district.
I am prepared to step up and represent our 3rd Congressional District from Chestnut Hill to South Philly and everywhere in between.
Sharif Street voted by mail, so he worked the polling places across the Congressional District during the day. Sean Griffith is running a low-key campaign for the job. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
When the World Cup comes to the region next month, bars in New Jersey will have expanded hours. WHYY's Corey Sharber has this one.
Governor Mikey Sherrill signed the proclamation Monday allowing for bar owners to submit petitions to the state's Alcoholic Beverage Control Division for relaxed serving hours. Sherrill marked the occasion during a visit to a bar in Hoboken and shared a message through her Instagram account.
We have less than a month to go, and this is really going to allow more economic activity here in the Garden State as we host the world's biggest sporting event.
8 matches will be played at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey, and 6 games are scheduled in Philadelphia. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Well, the calendar says May, but it feels like July or August out there on this Tuesday afternoon. Right now, 95 degrees in Center City, Philadelphia.